Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 27th of June 2011. Well, last week was certainly not a dull week. Key themes as usual were economic growth, sovereign debt, and this week the surprise announcement from the International Energy Agency that they were going to release 60 million barrels of strategic reserve petroleum to make up Libya's shortfall. This is quite something. To put it in perspective, it's only the third in the agency's 37-year history, the other two being during the first Gulf War in 1991 and after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. As a result, oil fell $2.35 and West Texas Intermediate now stands at $91 a barrel compared to about $113 back in April, and hence Tesco's announcement of a slash in fuel prices. Also, of course, oil stocks fell in sympathy last week quite significantly. In the US, we saw markets gyrating as they reacted to the ongoing Greek debt saga, and also a reaction in the US markets to the Fed's announcement of a prediction of lower economic growth and a small rise in unemployment. It shouldn't really be any surprise, but it did discomfort investors. However, on the upside, FedEx beat expectations, and that pleased the market because FedEx and UPS are both considered a proxy for economic strength. The US banking sector was hit again by Moody's threat to downgrade 13 Italian banks and just general sovereign debt worries. In the US, US bonds are still benefiting from the flight to safety factor, with yields down significantly on the week, especially at the 5-year duration. Heading across Europe, Europe once again dominated by Greece. There was obviously some relief after the Greek vote of confidence, although I don't think there's ever really been any doubt. But the key test is obviously going to be this Tuesday when the Greek Parliament has to vote through an eye-watering 78 billion euro austerity measure. Europe is also badly affected by negative economic data and warnings about the instability risks in the European banking system again. Far East also reacted to much of the above, but reacted much better to the IEA announcement. And the falling petrol prices is seen as a potential damper to inflation. And Far Eastern markets also reacted pretty well to the Chinese president's announcement that the government of China has every intention of keeping the lid on inflation. Currencies, well, the dollar was up again against most major counterparts, reacting to the flight to safety. But sterling is down quite significantly after the Bank of England meeting minutes were released, and those highlighted an increase in medium-term inflationary risks and potentially persistent demand growth weakness for a longer period than expected. Didn't really help sterling at all. Let's move on to the market numbers themselves. Japan was up about 3.5%, the Far East up 3%, Europe was down around 0.5%, and the US large caps were down around 0.5%, but smaller caps and techs were up a quite healthy 1%. So what's the bottom line? Well, really, it's a slow-burning crisis in banking, growth and inflation. However, there are opportunities as well as risks, there always are, but this is an environment in which we need to run balanced multi-asset class portfolios protected against those macroeconomic risks. This week, what's coming up? A lot of economic data around this week, including UK and French final 1Q GDP, Eurozone inflation measures and consumer spending and retail sales figures from Europe. Also in the US, got figures for consumer spending and sentiment. So it promised to be another rocky ride on the markets this week. Here at Planning for Life, I attended an excellent meeting of Institute of Financial Planning Fellows last week, and I included an outstanding presentation from Colonel Chris Keeble talking on ethics and morality in business, an absolutely fascinating presentation. And I have the pleasure of hearing him again this week when I attend the IFP's Ethics Conference on Thursday, the subject being Managing Conflicts of Interest. That's it for me. Thank you very much indeed. Remember that nothing in this commentary should be treated as advice. Please speak to your professional advisors before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much. Take care and speak to you again next week.